This is CPR News at KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Construction on Denver's first bus rapid transit line will begin next month. Denver City Council approved the nearly $200 million construction contract on Monday. The project will remove a lane of car traffic in favor of a dedicated bus lane on part of Colfax. But Councilmember Amanda Sawyer wants more money in the budget to help shops on Colfax affected by construction.
We have to support our small businesses. And so this is a hill I'm going to die on.
The bus project will finish in 2027. A man in Montrose faces three felony charges for allegedly starting a wildfire this summer. Investigators believe the Bucktail Fire began when the man, Brent Garber, tried to cremate and bury his dog, who had been euthanized. His dog's remains were found alongside a memorial plaque near where the fire sparked. The fire caused an estimated $200,000 in damage. Garber was due in court today. The annual Bluegrass Festival in Westcliff is up for an Event of the Year award from the International Bluegrass Association. The High Mountain Hay Fever Bluegrass Festival takes place each July. Organizer and musician Heidi Clare says it's great fun for the audience, the musicians, and for children who participate in workshops during the event.
Seeing the brain lit up by music is the most beautiful thing in the world to me.
During its two-plus decades, the nonprofit that runs the festival has brought in more than $850,000 for local charities that serve children. The awards will be announced tomorrow. The Stanley Hotel is leaning into its status as a horror movie destination. Next month, horror movie production studio Blumhouse and streaming platform Peacock are taking over the hotel for a weekend-long event dubbed Over Nightmare. Guests can book rooms based on four films, Insidious, The Purge, Happy Death Day, and Freaky. Passes are still available. This is CPR News and KRCC.